Left wing, McKenna Peters puts it up for three, and she hit it. McKenna Peters got loose, found the three ball, and hit it.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And we welcome you back. It's the WEOL Girls High School Basketball Preview as we broadcast live here at Wolfie's. And, of course, Wolfie's right at Route 57 in East Broad Street in Elyria. And our show presented by Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford. Of course, they're right across the street. So great night to come on down and have some great food. Have some terrific conversation in the back room as we talk a little girls high school basketball. Looking forward to hearing from Coach Dave Cadella here in just a few moments. But, Rob, but before we get to Coach Cadella, we want to remind listeners, I know Alan played a couple of promos during the first hour of the show. Busy night, Friday night, regional semifinal high school football action. You and I will both be out there covering games. I'm going to make the trip out to Sandusky Perkins, to be exact. To bring listeners on the radio and, of course, on WEOL.com, that Avon versus Perrysburg ball game. I think that has the makings of an outstanding matchup. Of course, Perrysburg was the poll champion in the state of Ohio, but the good thing is champions are determined on the field in high school football. But I'll be over at Perkins to bring listeners to Eagles and Perrysburg, and then you're going to be at Avon Lake. How about a backyard game as far as the other regional semifinal with Midview taking on Glenville? Good that one will be in Lorain County.
I was pleasantly surprised to see that. Really didn't know where it might be. I guess Avon Lake wasn't what I was thinking.
A lot of people weren't thinking
that. When you think of different possibilities, but it'll be interesting to see this Midview team as they take on Glenville. And, you know, it really don't exactly know what to expect with Glenville being Division I for so many years. And going through the notes, this is their 14th year in the tournament. So many of those are Division I, Tim. Now that they've bounced down to Division II, boy, you would think in Division II they could make some noise, whether it's this year or in years to come. So it'll be interesting. And I think for Midview, I was just thinking this, it is their first game since week one that they're not playing a Southwest Conference team.
Right.
And I just think it's been a mental grind for them playing conference teams week in and week out who know them so well and are going for them. I wonder if they're just excited to play somebody they're not familiar with.
Well, you're right, because, of course, they opened up playoff action with that Olmsted Falls game, another team out of the SWC. And you make a good point. They have had the target on their back since week one, even though that was a non-conference game against Lorain High. When you're coming off an unbeaten regular season like Midview was last year, you went pretty deep into the playoffs. They bring a lot of guys back from that team. Man, that target has been on their back. Now, to their credit, you know, DJ Shaw and his staff and the kids down there at Midview, they have done a tremendous job in kind of dealing with that pressure week in and week out. But you make a great point. That has to mount and just kind of build on you week after week.
One would think, and now maybe they could just go out and play and see what happens, and maybe they won't have the expectations this Friday that they've had all year. You know, I don't know. I think Glenville's kind of a great unknown. You look at them, their non-conference schedule, three playoff teams. You know, they lost to Lakewood St. Ed's. They defeated Cleveland Heights, who again lost to Lakewood St. Ed's last week. And they defeated Euclid, who's had an unbelievable team this year. So they've been tested in their non-conference. I don't know what you can take from their Senate games. They had like six straight shutouts, so it's hard to know once they got into Senate League play. But it should be an interesting matchup. But David DeFranco is here tonight. He's one of the assistant coaches at Midview, and he was telling me that his job is to look at the defense. And he's been watching defensive film, and he's like Siskel and Ebert, all the film he's been watching this week. But he's excited, and he feels that they've got a great chance. So I think Friday night, I think both games, Tim, are going to be tremendous. And I hope for your sake that Perrysburg doesn't wear the same uniforms that I saw last Friday. I hope you get an opportunity to be able to call the kids, because when you're at a home stadium and their PA announcer has no idea who has the ball, it tells you how bad those jerseys were. They had the home people who have seen that team play six times had no idea who had the ball.
Why would you tell me this?
Well,
I don't know if you were listening last Saturday morning or if anybody was listening. I went on an absolute rant. I did. I went on an absolute rant about these high school football uniforms that I just think they ought to bring out to one stadium somewhere, put them on the 50-yard line, and burn them. I really believe that. And again, we want to talk to Dave Cadell here, but what happened Saturday morning, real quickly, for those who weren't listening to the wrap-up show, you know, Cam plays highlights all throughout the morning, and he was playing highlights of the Highland-Avon game. And Michael Knows for Avon had an 80-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. So he's playing the highlight that Michael Keefe had. Great call, except Michael had no idea who had the ball. And you could just, and as a play-by-play guy, I could hear it in his voice, and he's looking, and he's trying to figure out who's got the ball. And so we came out of the highlight, and I paid Michael his due. It was a great call. He had a phenomenal call, and he had no idea who had the ball. And it was no fault of his. It wasn't lack of preparation. It was he couldn't see the number. And more of these schools are going with these uniforms, the dark on dark. And for a sportscaster, but I also think for fans, it's maddening. It's absolutely maddening when you don't know who has the ball or who made a tackle or who made an interception. It's horrible. So that was my rant last Saturday, and now I've done it again tonight.
No, I did not know that. I wasn't feeding into that. No. I was just simply telling you that I hope
Thanks.
You get a different color scheme than I had.
Well, great. All right, Dave Cadella, here we go. Let's talk a little girls' high school basketball. Please tell me you don't wear the dark on dark.
We don't. I'm sorry. We don't wear. We're red and white or white and red.
Good. We'll be there.
Yeah. We keep it simple.
It used to be, you know, we would just schedule good games. Then as Rob and I got older, we scheduled games based on hospitality rules.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's big.
You know.
That's real big. Now we schedule them on the uniforms.
There are priorities you have to follow.
Oh, that's going to be a great game. But, yeah, they wear those crappy uniforms. Well, then we're not doing that game. But we move on. Let's talk girls high school basketball. Talk about a successful program. You certainly have had a nice run over at Firelands, and I would imagine lofty goals and lofty expectations for this year as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've had a good 3 or 4 year run here where we've gotten some girls that put some time and effort into the basketball program, and it showed. You know, on my way in, listen to Eric talk about the EC program, and you know, I had a lot of similarities with them. You know, we set lofty goals. We've got high expectations year in and year out. You know, we've been fortunate, knock on wood, we've won the last 3 years in the pack with the Stars division, and we're knocking on the door again this year. I mean, we've got a group of seniors that paid their dues and have put some time and effort into it, and you know, we're looking to repeat again this year.
Talk about those seniors.
You know, you got to start with our big girl, Keely Hall. You know, one of the most dominant post players in the county. You know, she's been a first-team All-Pack, All-County for the last 2 years, and third-team All-Ohio last year. So, you know, we're going to, you know, put a lot of pressure on her to carry the team, and hopefully, you know, she's got a good, strong back. She'll be able to do that. But, you know, we've also got some other girls that have put some time and effort into it. And Delaney Rogala came off the bench for us last year as a junior, and this year has really shown a lot of improvement. Put a little bit more time into it in the off season, and we've got Kate Mishner, who's also a senior, coming back as our point guard. So she's going to feel a little bit more comfortable this year against some pressure. You know, we struggled a little bit last year in that district semis with Bay, and it you know, that we took that to heart this summer, and we put a lot of time and effort into improving our individual ball handling skills and our passing skills. So our perimeter players are ready to go this year. We've got a really good junior in Tori Grasso. She's our second leading scorer coming back, averaging about 10 a game. She's really going to, I think, open a lot of eyes this year. She's really improved her game, and we like having her out on the floor because she's that slasher, you know, with the ability to spot up and shoot. So we're looking good. We're looking very solid so far. Alex Willis is another senior. Kayla Unger is another senior. So we've got a senior-laden team this year with a few underclassmen, you know, sprinkled in.
Is all the success that you have had, and it's been unbelievable, 3 straight Pac Stars championships, 19-5 overall, can't quite seem to get over the hump in the tournament. Is what can you do in the regular season with this veteran group to maybe try to get them just a little bit better to have a better tournament?
Well, we have tried the last couple of years to bolster our non-league schedule. You know, we've got Amherst on the schedule. We've got Lorain on the schedule. We picked up a Mapleton and a New London last year, which both of those teams both made it to the districts in their respective divisions. You know, we're trying. We're always trying to improve our competition, and there's not a whole lot we can do in the league.
Right.
But, you know, we picked up Bay next year as a non-conference game, so we're trying to bolster our non-league game to get us ready for the Holy Names, now the ECs, you know, the Paduas. You know, we go against Keystone year in and year out, and, you know, that's always a great rivalry game for us. But we're trying to get better in the regular season with some non-league games.
And I'm sorry, Dave, didn't mean to interrupt. Do you also do that in the summer? I mean, have you scrimmaged some really tough teams this summer?
You know, we're going to Norwalk on Saturday. We scrimmaged Avon Lake last week. So, yeah, we're trying to pick up schools that we're going to struggle with now and during the season so that we can become a better team at the end of the year.
Again, we're talking with Dave Cadella, girls head coach at Firelands High School, as he joins us here at Wolfie's for our girls high school basketball preview. So with Keeley, and boy, I've watched her play for 3 years now going into her fourth, but you've watched her a lot more than I do. Do you center things around her, pardon that pun, being a post player, but does everything kind of evolve and revolve through her?
I think we do. You know, she's got that ability to carry a team. She showed that last year, although we did have some good perimeter players around her last year. We're going to be a little bit more post-oriented this year. Delaney Rogala gives us another really good 5'10", 5'11", athletic player on the inside, rebounds extremely well, complements Keeley really well. So we're going to be a post-oriented, you know, team to start with. But, you know, you just can't throw the ball in and expect things to happen. So we've got to work on our perimeter game and make sure that we get better with that as we go.
And obviously that makes Keeley better.
Sure.
I mean, if the other aspects of the game develop,
right,
all of a sudden defenses just can't.
Correct. And, you know, and in our league we see a lot of zones, which, you know, it can be a bad thing. Because once you get to that tournament level with the better teams that we're going to see, they switch things up. But, you know, we're going to go with the attitude, throw it in, and then kick it back out, and hopefully, you know, some good things happen for us.
It seems like she's been with you 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just dominated. When you have a player as good as she is, what's the improvement you're looking for her individually, maybe to even help the team be better?
Well, you know, there are things that you hope that you can get that girl to mature into, you know, a different variety of post moves. You know, don't stay with the same comfortable moves. You know, we're moving her out on the perimeter a little bit more. You know, she's going to go play at the next level. It's just a matter of where she's going to go, and she's not going to be a back-to-the-basket player at the next level. At 6'1", she's going to have to be able to step out. So, you know, she's shooting the ball a little bit more for us out on the perimeter this year. We've sort of expanded her game to where she's not just underneath the basket. So, you know, we're trying to move her around a little bit. And at the same time, we're asking her to make the players around her better. And that's really, I think, where our maturation is going to show this year, is that she's going to be able to make girls around her see things a little bit better and make them better basketball players.
What makes you excited about this year's team?
Well, I think the camaraderie, you know, and again, all the coaches are talking about, you know, you've got to have girls that get along. You've got to have girls that are going to want to put the time and effort in together and just share the basketball. And I think that's probably, you know, the biggest difference between the last couple of years and this year is that this group of girls really, really care for each other and they really want to win. And the bottom line is they're going to do whatever it takes. And it doesn't matter who the leading scorer is going to be. They just want to get the win.
And, Dave, as Rob mentioned to start things off, you've had such a string of success now in the Patriot Athletic Conference. I would imagine each group of girls that comes in now says, we're not going to be the team that backslides a little bit.
Correct. And I think that has really changed the attitude of the program at Firelands, is that, you know, coming out of the old West Shore, we didn't always have that attitude of get off the bus, we're going to win, and then let's go home. It was, you know, it was the other way around. And unfortunately, you know, being in that league, you know, we suffered a lot of losses in that league, but we suffered losses to good teams, you know, bigger teams. Now that we're back into the pack, we're in that league, we're right in the middle. We're, thanks to Eric, we're not the smallest Division II team in our tournament anymore. But, you know, we're playing schools that are our size, and it helps our girls get off. When they get off the bus, now they expect to go in and win, not just try to compete.
How, one more before I throw it back to Rob. How driven is this team to go further in the tournament?
I think they're very driven. The last year's loss to Bay really still stings. And it wasn't so much the fact that Bay was that much better than we were. We just didn't perform. And when that adversity was on us during the game, we just didn't, perform to the capability we're capable of performing. You know, we lost, I think, 34 to 16 or 18 last year to Bay. And, at the end of the night, giving up 34 points is pretty good. You know, we needed to get better individually offensively over the summer and work on those skills to make us compete against good teams like Bay, Holy Name, EC, Keystone.
Where do you need to get better if you're going to have the season you want to have?
Well, you know, I think we have to continue improving on the perimeter. We've got to improve our perimeter shooting. We're going to see a lot of schools, a lot of teams that are just going to pack it in. We're not going to be able to put the ball in the hole effectively unless we become better outside shooters. So that's really what we've worked on really hard this preseason so far. And it's going to be a process. We've got some girls that have to get that confidence level. We've given them the green light to shoot the basketball when they're open, because we know that we're going to get a lot of perimeter shots this year because of the presence of Keely underneath and Delaney Rogala's presence. Schools are going to find out that she's pretty darn good herself.
By the way, before we let you go, I was telling Coach Collins, I think you heard me, mm-hmm. I love this girls-boys stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
we're excited. I wish more teams and schools would do it.
Yeah, we're excited about it. You know, it's great to play schools that are next door to you. You've got all of the families that intermingle,
yeah.
You know, Vermilion for us, Edison for us, Amherst for us. It's fantastic. And why not develop those relationships with those schools that are right next door?
And obviously, that's a good game.
Yeah, and it's
going to
be a great game, yeah. We're looking at Amherst. They're obviously going to be very athletic this year, perimeter-oriented team, which is going to be a little bit different than what we see
right.
all the time in our league. So, yeah, we try to pick up those schools that are going to give us a different look and really stretch us athletically as much as possible.
Very cool. Hey, speaking of fun.
Yeah.
Did you go to any weddings this summer?
Just one. Just one. Just
How
one.
Was it?
I thought it was fantastic. You know, the DJ could have been a little bit better, but yeah, no, just kidding. Most of you know that, you know, Tim was our DJ at my daughter's wedding this summer, as well as some other coaches' weddings this summer. And, you know, it was fantastic. It was a great time.
Congratulations to Megan.
Thank
it was
you.
Really
yep,
cool. It
thank
was a
you.
Fun night.
Yeah, it was a good time.
All right, my friend.
All right.
Have a great holiday.
All right,
and
thank
then
you.
We'll see you for the Keystone game.
Keystone game. Why not, right?
Yeah, we'll have
Why
some
not?
Stories
Every year.
To tell.
Every year, yeah. All right, thank you guys for everything you do as well.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Cadella, head coach of the Firelands Lady Falcons, joining us here at the head table. We are in the back room at Wolfie's talking girls high school basketball. It's our annual preview show. Huge thank you to everybody here at Wolfie's. Of course, our presenting sponsor, Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, right across the street. And again, a great time as the coaches continue to file in. I think Scott Plazek of Midview's up next, correct? So we'll talk a little Lady Mitty basketball with the head coach of Midview, Scott Plazek. He'll join us here at Wolfie's. And we're glad you've joined us as well. Be it on air on AM 930 WEOL, maybe on your phone if you've downloaded the app, or Rob online
at WEOL.com.